This is TWiT.
How are Apple stores being changed to prepare for the coming gold Apple Watch exactly?
Sure. So they're doing three things, and they've actually started the process the end of January and early February now. First thing they're doing is they've begun setting up safes and installing safes at the back of Apple stores to store inventory of the 18-karat gold Apple Watch Edition, as well as to store the units that they would have on the display floor overnight. And what this does is protects the watches from getting stolen. It's just another added layer of security.
So what you're saying, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but so what you're saying is that these safes are going to actually be the same containers for both when they're storing them at night and also when they're displaying them on the floor, as it were?
No. These are going to be like closed off safes in the back of the store. So like at the end of the day, they'll take them off the tables and put them in the safe, just like a jewelry store would typically do. Also, units that are to be sold, so they're unsold inventory that they're waiting for someone to buy.
Got it. So this is really interesting because you're spelling out what a jewelry store / technology store is going to look like. And you've even noted that the Apple employees are getting new shirts for the Apple stores in the near future if they're not already. What do you think this means for just kind of the future of selling technology? Are we moving away from go buy a gadget into something else?
Right. Yeah. So as you mentioned, those new shirts actually went live today. They're quite a bit different than the shirts that Apple store employees previously were told to wear. These ones have collars and are sometimes long sleeves. They have the Apple logo to the, you know, above the heart, as you can see there. It's a little more elegant and a little more proper for selling gear that costs upwards of thousands and thousands of dollars. Angela Ahrendts, the new senior VP of retail at Apple, she's the former CEO of Burberry. She's the best person for this role. She sold fashion and she's understanding the Apple technology. And it's a great fusion of the expertise across the whole company to sell technology as fashion. So I think this is what we're going to see Apple move toward even more so in the future.
Only a Silicon Valley company would consider a shirt with a collar to be formal wear, fancy enough to sell expensive jewelry. Now, you wrote that Apple will also be installing special scales for weighing things. What are these scales for?
So they're classic jewelry scales that they'll be able to place the Apple Watch on and check how much gold. They will know the weight that they're supposed to hit. And what they're doing this for is to ensure that no one's buying an Apple Watch edition, the gold one, ripping out some of the gold and then trying to return it and trying to make some money on gold on the secondary market. So they're going to do that upon people coming in to return the watch if they choose to, or if they're coming in to get a replacement. Because after all, these are pieces of technology, and just like an iPhone or an iPod or a Mac, they might need replacing from time to time or repair. So that's what the scales will be used for. And I think besides the added security factor, it really shows us that Apple's not messing around here with the gold. I mean, it's real gold. They wouldn't need safes. They wouldn't need scales if it was just something minimal or some plating. It's the real thing.
So real gold, solid gold parts, presumably, based on what you're saying. Do you have any guesses about how much the highest end Apple Watch might cost?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if some of the models costed upwards of $5,000. It'll probably end up being somewhere between $2,500 or $2,000 to $5,000. If you look at how much gold watches cost right now, and these are not Apple watches made by Apple, these are regular watchmakers, those are the ranges right there. I mean, if you look at the watch, though, it doesn't have a gold wristband or bracelet. It's just gold around the device. Most of the front of the watch is taken up by touchscreen. And the bottom of the watch on the back casing is taken up by the heart rate sensors. So, you know, it's to be seen how much it really will cost. Apple is a company that really, really enjoys high margins. And on fashion and watches, I think they're going to take that to a whole new level. So it's to be seen how much it will cost exactly. But we know it's going to be expensive.